Our own Amy Shark, you like the way we claim you?
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't you claim it? Yeah.
All loved up. That's a good song.
Thank you so much. Yeah,
Amy Shark's
really
with us here at Gold 92.5 with AJ, Bridget and Spider. And Bridget's a bit crooked today, so she's not in the studio. It's 26 past 8, hour later on the tweet.
Yeah, Camille, our producer's joining us as well. One of your huge fans, Amy. But I do have to ask, now you've just come off a pretty long tour. Do you actually travel with anything? I know when I travel locally and even internationally, I always take Weet-Bix and coffee. So I have the same breakfast every morning I get up, no matter where I am in the world.
Yeah.
Do you travel with anything?
So I travel with muesli bars. I'm just always so scared of getting hungry because I just turn into a monster when I'm hungry. And also my mum bought me this crazy like eye massage because I have trouble sleeping.
Yeah.
And I look like I'm from Star Trek. When I put it on my eyes, like, covers your whole eyes and it just massages around your eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
And no one knows where I got it from.
Like. Amy Spider just did a SBS project to Sudan. So are you telling us you took Weet-Bix to Sudan?
Yeah.
Serious.
Weet-Bix and coffee, Makana coffee.
Do they let you, is that like, I don't know where that is. Do you fly to that place?
Yeah.
And they let you take just...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess it's just
Makana coffee and Weet-Bix are okay.
I'm so used to getting, like, stripped down going to, like, America that you can't take anything. Like,
yeah.
So Weet-Bix, that's impressive.
We're talking about stripping down. You got one thing in common with AJ.
What do you mean?
Can you predict about stripping down, I'm really interested.
Well, can you predict what it is?
Are you asking me or Amy?
Well, both. Do you listen, Amy?
I know what it is.
Do I listen?
Yeah.
To?
Anything? Anyone?
Because
AJ doesn't listen. He doesn't know how to listen.
Oh, okay. Are you saying that I don't listen? That's what we have in common?
We're Taurian brother and sister.
Oh, we're Tauruses.
We were born on the same day.
No, we weren't.
Yes.
14th of May.
That's why we are so good looking.
I'm pleased, Amy, you said that.
You're a handsome man. I walked in, I was like, he's a Taurus.
I can feel a vibe too, Amy.
He's going red. Look at your face, AJ. You're blushing.
Last time you went this red was when we had the Bachelorette in here. Ali.
Camille, take over.
That's fantastic.
Now, you've been nominated for 9 ARIA Awards, which is out of control.
Thank you.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, it's so crazy. Like, there's some... I mean, you work so hard on something, and I buried myself in this album for so long, but you never really think about, you know, anything else but the music.
Mm.
And then to come out of all this and do all the tours and the promo and then to just be rewarded with, like, 9 nominations is, like...
Wow.
It's so humbling, and I obviously had a lot of years where I wasn't recognized. So to me, like, everyone's like, oh, you know, awards don't mean everything. And I'm like, yeah, maybe not, but they're also really great as well.
Mm.
So it's usually people that don't get nominated that say that to me. But, you know, it's for me, it's just great to be recognized.
Yeah. And so with the current one, the Apple Music Song of the Year voting, so that's one that fans can vote on out of the 9.
Yeah. So they can, like, you know, everyone can sort of take ownership of that one, listen to it as many times as you want, or you can go on the link and vote for it if you like the song.
So you've gone really high really quickly. What do you give those kids? Because it isn't just because it's all the work you've done beforehand to actually get you there. But those kids trying to, you know, make a break in life, they're finishing school, school is about to start. What advice would you give them?
Yeah.
And if it doesn't even have to be going into the music industry.
Yeah, I think it's anything that you are passionate about. I think you need to take a second and realize, like, what is something that you could do for free and you would be happy to do it, even if, you know, something you actually genuinely love doing, not just for money or for fame or Instagram or anything like that. Like, something that's, like, actually makes you so happy doing it, because that's the only way you'll get anywhere, because the world is so brutal, and you need to just do it for yourself before anything else.
Yeah.
Amy, enjoy your week off. All the best. You're a great ambassador for this whole region, and now you've got time to... Amy was worried about the fact before we came on the air that she hasn't even had time to get her eyebrows right.
Yeah. Thank God it's radio.
So you know the good thing about your eyebrows, AJ used eyebrow tint on his moustache. What do you think?
Well, that's one thing I think I noticed. I was like, wow, that's a great moustache. On a Taurian. It's just everything's just working for you right now.
Thank you very much. It's chestnut. It's chestnut, like my horse.
Yeah.
Thank you, Amy. Good luck. Amy Shark with us.